Welcome to the Two Grumpy Men, C. Grooms and Bobby May, in the building.
Yeah, yeah. What it do? What it do, baby?
Yo, man, we giving a strong 45, hard pack. We going right in. Listen up, all the haters. The Knicks is back, baby. You know? One team rises, one team falls. But, yo, you was right. Last week, you called it. You said this Philly series was going to be that shit. And you was absolutely right. Because I'm going to tell you something. I ain't an Embiid fan like that. But, dude, I mean, I've been to Hika Ball. Don't get me wrong. But you can't check him. You just can't. So it was scary. If he was actually, like, a healthy big man, nobody could stop him. The shit is crazy. You know, you got to let him get his. You know, Maxie get his. But everybody else in Philly, I'm sorry, they just not showing up. And no disrespect. It's no disrespect. It's just that they not showing up.
Man. I'm just being honest. Philly series, I knew that Embiid was going to be a problem. They like, yo, he on one. I'm like, he ain't hurt. He put up 31. You ain't hurt. He ain't hurt, sir. He just out of shape.
He's out of shape.
He can't get up and move around like that because he's out of shape. But he like you said, he's so big. So big, got the sweet touch. He can hit the three. He can put the ball on the floor. But if he put the ball on the floor, he's liable to get injured because that's more movement for him. But if he just, you know, spot up, stand up, shooting the three, stand up, you know, in the low post, he's gonna get busy. That's why I was like, yeah, he's going to be a problem. I knew he was going to be a problem. He's going to be a problem. You might have to go to three centers, not two. You might need to use some more fouls.
I said that last week. We needed three centers. I said you got to use 18 fouls on the guy. You do.
Yeah, you did.
You know, because you just have to. But in the low post, he's a problem because he knows how to draw fouls. Why he really draws fouls is because he's so big, right? But he can't get off the floor like that and elevate.
Yeah.
So he got the what he does have, and he always had this. Even when he came in the league with his back problem, he always had the shoulder fake. So he was able to always, like, do a little pump fake, get you in the air, and then once he lean on you, you got to come down on him. So you're going to foul, and he's strong
he's
enough.
Wide. He's so wide.
He's so wide, you got to, you know, you got to foul him on the way down because he's going to pump fake you. So, and then he can finish. So, but he get his, Maxie get off, you know, like, that's what he do. Maxie been a scorer, you know, but one thing that stood out in this series is that, and I went back, too, and I looked at all of the games. Brunson, he actually struggles against the Sixers, you know, because of Maxie and, you know, they run, and Oubre, you know, they run the double teams at him. But
and they had the other cat on him, too. The long dude, the French dude, what's his name?
Oh, so they had Batum on him. So, and, you know, Brunson ain't the fastest guy. He's quick, but Batum is long. So being long, he could kind of make up the difference in what you're trying to do. So, you know,
I thought they got lucky down the stretch in game two.
You think so?
Because he was chucking.
Oh, right.
He was chucking in the fourth quarter. He was going on every shot. I mean, I know he already got the green light. I know that. It's a given. We know that. He's the only real main scorer now that Randall is down. So, but, I mean, I think he had, you know, when he started passing the ball, that's when he started coming back. When he got the ball, he was hitting Hartstein. Hartstein was hitting a little jumper on the baseline, that little one-hand push jumper he got. That, you know, he put up like 12 points, I believe, in the fourth quarter. You know what I mean? So you got to trust the teammates. You got to get the ball out. I mean, Hart. He, you know what I mean? He get to the basket. He gets fouls. You know, I mean, the other cat, Dante, had 19. You know what I mean?
Right.
So the ball, you spread the ball around. The Knicks' depth is their power in this series. It's their depth. So the more you spread it out and get more contributors to contribute, it's going to be better for you. You know what I'm saying? Like you I mean, it's a given. Brunson going to get you his 20 and whatever, 20 points, over 20 maybe, 5 assists, couple boards, you know what I mean? But I'm thinking overall, you got to make sure you're still getting, you got to make sure Dante and Deuce and Hart and all them dudes is staying active in the game and getting buckets, because that's going to offset the rest of the, you know what I mean? And you got cats on the bench, you know what I mean? You got Bogan, you got all them dudes on the bench.
Yeah, yeah.
They're going to become big out of town. Because
they are going to be, they have to,
they're
going to
be big. Yeah, they're going to have to be big out of town, because if that Bogan cat hitting them threes in a game, all he needed is a game, one game on the road. All he's looking to do is snatch one and go home. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So the faster you snatch that one and you be, you know what I mean, and go home or get it done in full. But, you know, it's going to be tough because they're coming.
It's going to be hard. But you want to come back 3-1, no doubt.
You know what I'm saying? They're going to have to, that's what I'm saying, the bench is going to have to be big. Somebody off the bench, I mean, if Deuce get loose for 20, getting them, you know what I mean, getting one of them rhythms, that's a dub. If he gets you 20. You know what I mean? If he can get off on one of them games, and him and another dude like I said, the Bogan cat, that's a W, because you know what you're gonna get from everybody else, because you can't expect, I mean, Hart, for what he do, he gonna do what he can do, you know,
I don't expect 20 points from him. Though.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
He has 21.
At home, he's going to give you more. He probably give you even stronger effort at home, because they love it there. You know what I'm saying?
On the road, this ain't really a road game for Hart, DiVincenzo, and Brunson.
No, they played out there.
They played out. They know what that is. So this ain't really no road game for them. You know,
The rest of them, it is.
Yeah. But Bogey, I think if he could do, like, you know, 10, maybe 10 to 12, McBride about 15, that's gonna keep the game that much closer, because you can't afford to go down.
You don't even want it close. We want to be up.
I mean closer, meaning because you're gonna be. Listen, yeah, I'm gonna tell you something.
We want to be up. We want to be up going into the fourth. You want to be in the fourth quarter with them scoring.
You want to be up. You already know what it's gonna be. With the referees and the way the playoffs is lined up.
I mean, the Knicks don't get no calls anyway.
Knicks don't get calls. So this is why. Okay,
I'm glad we get no calls. They don't get no calls.
Because the end of the game, meaning when DiVincenzo ended up hitting the shot after the second attempt, when Philly, Brunson hit the bouncing three, you know, the magnets was on. But anyway, the shit went in. Okay, so now they got to get the ball in. Maxie pushes off. All right, no call, you know, because you're trying to get open. Okay, now, once they threw you the ball, you never really secured it. They reached in to try to swipe it and get a jump ball. Then the ball comes loose. You flail instead of grabbing the shit, right? Because that's what you should have did. You should have went to grab the ball again and then bounce. He tried to, the ball came loose. He tried to flail. He ends up falling. Hart and Brunson is standing there like, oh, shit, I know the whistle going to blow because he fell. The refs was like, I ain't calling that shit. It fell. They picked the shit up. They kept playing. He missed the first shot. Who got in there and fucking hustled? Hartenstein. He fucking tipped that shit out. OG caught the ball and caught DiVincenzo. But people was crying, oh, that was a foul. Wasn't no fucking foul.
The play before was a foul when they went and they won. So that's why I was saying it evened it out.
It definitely evened out.
Because remember, Lowry fouled, oh boy.
Well, Lowry butchered, right. Lowry butchered, and it was a no call.
It was a no call. They first they called it. And then they took it back.
They reversed the shit. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
so
that shit was crazy.
That shit was a huge...
Yeah, because right after that, they went up four.
Exactly.
It was like, oh, shit, it's a rat. You know what I mean? It was like a rat. It was like, oh, shit. They fucking Reggie Miller'd the motherfuckers. They did what Reggie did. They stole the game in a minute. They stole the game from them. That's why I'm saying they got lucky. Sometimes you need luck.
They was home. You need luck in the playoffs.
You definitely need that.
Absolutely. But the one thing that is for sure, when your best player and your leader had two bad games the way that he did, and they came came out on top and got the W, that's a positive. So when you take that positive and you go, yo, they galvanized around him, because he's still, like you said, in the fourth quarter, there was a little stretch there. It was like, yo, he's pulling every fucking shot. But they want him to do that, right? His teammates, they still rock with him. Hartenstein was like, fuck it, I'm going to go crash the board. Hart is like, fuck it, I'm going to go crash the board. Nobody was really beefing that. Well, we were, because we were like, yo, get the offense going. But he was trying to get going because he was off. Having a guard of Maxey will do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, and they running double teams at you, whatever. Like, but at the end of the day, they got the double.
The Knicks got the bodies to run.
They
at
got
them.
Enough
that's,
bodies to run
that's
at Max.
That's what I'm telling you.
They got enough bodies that's to run they, at MC.
That's why their strength is they bench. Because
you know,
at the end of the day,
mm-hmm.
you got to run. You got to push the rock. You got to run. You got to run and beat. Run him. Like,
you
got to
push
not
the ball.
In shape. He's not in shape at
all. That's what Hart does. He pushes the ball. He gets a rebound.
Because the instinct in him is going to be like, yeah, I want to run too. But then he's gonna get winded. He may hurt his teammate. He can't run. He can't run.
We said this last week. Philly wants to walk it up. We want to push. It's going to be that balance. Who's going to be able to impose their will? And we both play defense. So it's a
truthfully,
great
Philly runs. They be wanting to run because Maxey pushes the rock.
Yeah, but Embiid don't want to run.
That's what them other dudes could get in the lane and fill it and run too. But they just been off, like, you know what I'm saying? A lot of them has been off. Harris has been off.
We need an AP.
Been off.
We need an AP.
You know what I mean?
Out
but
on
you know
fire.
How they do. They not going to do good. They going to do better at home. They going home. They, you know what I mean, even though Harris a New York dude, he's from Long Island.
From Long Island, come on.
Yeah.
He was home. And,
but, you know what I mean, he playing for Philly. He ain't playing for the Knicks. He was playing the Garnet Knight.
Okay, so this is where we got to separate Long Island from the city. Okay.
No, he don't play in the Garden every night. It ain't got nothing to do with Long Island in New York City. He just don't play in the Garden. They're not his home.
I love
him. He playing in Philly. So, I mean, coming to New York, he may be a little comfortable playing, but he obviously hasn't been. He's been uncomfortable. Because, you know what I mean, he hit a couple of shots, but he ain't, you know what I mean, he ain't exploded. And that's how you want to keep it. You know what I mean? That's how you want to keep it. So the next game, Knicks got to make a decision. I'm trying to, if I'm the Knicks, I'm Thibodeau, I may run a hard double on somebody. I'm not going to let, I'm just going to test
you. You know who you got to run a hard double? You run a hard double at Maxey.
Yeah. That's what I think.
You run the double with Brunson, and you run OG at him. Yeah, Brunson and OG double. Some height and some and you cover down low. Everybody rotate. You got Hartenstein. You got Mitchell Robinson. You got bodies down there that could kind of bang with Embiid. Then it's some other guys that you can't let an Oubre get off.
You can't let him get off. You can't let Lowry get off either.
Yeah, Lowry. Like, he's out there doing Lowry things. That's what he does.
That's why you can't.
And he's home. He's from Philly. He's playing
he's
for
from Philly.
So you know he's going to be turned up 1,000. So he's ready. But he's a champion. He got a ring. He was the point guard. Can't take it away from him. He was the point guard on the Toronto team. He does play hard. However, he is 36, 37 years old. So push the rock. That's it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Push the rock. No. You got Deuce, push the rock. Go at them. You got to keep the pressure on them. Keep attacking the basket. Go at them. They're not deep. They don't have a deep bench. Put them in fair. Put them on their heels. That's the main goal tomorrow night is to put them on their heels at home. Keep going at them. Go at them hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because they're going to be doing everything because they know they can't go down 3-0.
Can't go down 3-0.
So they're going to fight like hell tomorrow night. Might be a couple blows thrown.
Might be because, you know, hey, it's Philly and New York. Like,
word up. It's going to get you.
Philly and New York, they love each other. I mean, the cities, but still. Like, this is sports. This shit is ultra competitive.
You already know how it's going to.
Yeah, Philly and New York is ultra competitive for decades.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's a great series. We definitely was on point with the analysis from that because, you know, listen, let's just be truthful here. Like, we don't watch highlights. We watch the game. We play the game. So when people come to us online or whatever, in person, if you want to talk sports, we're going to talk that shit. But we're talking it from an analytical standpoint. You know, it's good. We watch the game. The nuances, you know, I know fourth quarter shit. We know, all right, this dude is fucking up right now. We know that from the first quarter. We know in the third quarter. We see the run take place. Like, oh, shit, they about to cut this lead. They going, when they ballooned that shit and they went up 12-13, I was like, the Knicks better cut that shit down by halftime or it's going to be a blowout. They got their rhythm. They got back in the game. But it's going to be a nice series. I still see like a six-game series. Like, my brother, you know, wellness check, he says it's going to be seven because, you know, the NBA is involved. He said seven. The Knicks could get seven. That's the whole purpose of having home court. You know, I would like New York in five, honestly, but, you know, we'll see. But, hey, well, how about the other series, the Lakers and the Nuggets, since they're running on the same day? You know, look, the Lakers and Nuggets running on the same day.
Jamal Murray broke their heart.
Murray, he started off slow. But what told me that Murray was engaged is when he tried to dunk on LeBron and LeBron rubbed that shit. But it told me that he was engaged. Like, he really tried to tomahawk it on him. I said, yo, what the fuck? You know, Murray.
That took every bit of LeBron.
Yo, LeBron was like, wait a minute, he really tried to bang it on me. LeBron's like, fuck that, I'm 6'9", I'm punching that shit. Yo, it was all timing. Because if he jumped a second too late, it's a poster.
It looks different.
But anyway,
poster.
They went up in the first game by 15. They blew a 15-point lead. They was up 20 in the second game. Blew that lead. The bottom line is this. The league is about matchups. AD balled the fuck out, okay? He played this year. Nobody can talk about, you know, one injury waiting to happen. That dude played a lot of games this year. Whatever package that he received in the mail that's undetectable, it worked, okay? Your package worked, all right? Cool. They're not going to be able to trace that.
Well, it's
hey, Wally. That, listen, man. He have a long history with that shit. But anyway, look, he played. He balled out. Joker matched his energy. Joker balled out, 27 and 20 and 10 assists. Like, they canceled each other out. So LeBron did his thing. And D'Angelo Russell had a nice bounce back game. But the missing guy, and I've been saying this since they signed Reeves to that contract, no disrespect to the white boy, okay? However, you can't check certain type of players. Like, he's going to struggle. He's slew foot. He's athletic for a white boy, but he's not athletic, if that makes sense. Caldwell Pope and Murray and Reggie Jackson, like, them dudes is moving in a different way than he's accustomed to checking. And they're not your average basketball player, meaning they got that different edge. Like, they got a thug element to them. You know what I mean? So they got a thug element. You got that, you know, K KKK element looking like, but so they got a problem with you. Like they play like they got a problem with you. So, and he disappeared. The Lakers will not win without Reeves showing up tomorrow. If he doesn't show up, they're going down 3-0. That's a fact. He is the reason that they're losing. It ain't fucking Russell who had a bad game in game one. Russell do that all year. They ready to bench him. He comes out, he explodes. If it wasn't for him, they don't get past the Pelicans. You know, those games. You know, like, you got to really think about that. So they always trying to shit on D'Lo, but he not the problem. The problem is Reeves, because it's hard for him to check other guards that are athletic. He been MIA. Don't forget the box score. People look at the box score, and they might say, oh, he had this. He had 12, 14. He ain't do shit. We watch the games. That's why we watch. We don't look at SportsCenter for highlights. We don't look at stats. We watch the game so we could talk about it. Like, I have no problem analyzing any team. That boy is shook. Why? I don't know. But it's something.
I don't know if he's shook, son. I just think
he's shook. So what is it then?
He has to play just like you just said in the other game. When Brunson play against Philly, he get hard time because he got to guard somebody. And now he has to guard somebody. So now that he has to guard somebody, it's going to take away from his offense. You know what I mean? Because he's spending a lot of energy on defense, keeping up with those dudes. You know what I'm saying? Who, no matter who he guard, no matter if he's playing Caldwell Pope, or he get caught on Porter, he gets caught. He can get caught. He can get caught with any of these dudes. It's gonna be a rough night for him, cause they looking to switch to him, and you know what I mean? They looking to go at him too. That's part of the game plan as well. Like, go when anybody gets the ball, he lined up. Go ahead, it's go time. And that's forcing him, you know, to consume a lot of energy to be able to do it. So, you know what I mean? So they need the other young boy to step up and play some defense.
Rui Hachimura.
Yeah, he needs
non-existent, fam.
I mean, like, he need to step up because you he's a 6'8", he's about 6'8", 6'9", maybe 6', he's like 6'8", somewhere around there.
6'8", 6'9", yeah.
So, I mean, they need his defense, and you know what I mean, coming over from either the weak side or wherever to assist when Joker get to the post, because you can't expect, I mean, AD to stop him. He's not going to stop him. Like,
yeah, they canceled each other out for real.
So you know what I mean, and so again, but AD literally is. Joker's like, okay, he's giving you 37 and 10 assists, so he's contributed to about another damn near 60 points or so, maybe 50,
right.
He's close to 60 some points for the night. You know what I'm saying? He's controlling the offense. He's
right.
Setting it up. He's doing it all. So. AD is just scoring. He's just gonna score and rebound. If he may block a shot or two, you know what I mean. So, but I get it. They do cancel each other out based on the
you can see by the way that they're playing. Because when they
everything
call,
else,
yeah,
nah. Because I mean, Joker still make. What he had? You said he had 20 boards.
He had 20 rebounds.
20 boards. So
he had 27, 20, and 10.
27.
20 boards and 10.
He's balling.
AD was balling. LeBron.
Hey, how many boards AD had?
AD had 11 boards. He had 32 and 11. LeBron had 26,
no
8,
assists,
12
he ain't had no assists.
He had two assists. AD had two assists.
Again.
Hachimura, 37 minutes.
It's going to be, it's definitely going to be, for the Lakers to even make this a series, you're going to need at least four scorers. So
yeah,
if it ain't Reeves, it got to be the Rui. If it ain't Reeves, it got to be the Rui.
Rui, yeah.
It's got to be one of them stepping to fill that next shoes. And if D-Lo's off that night, then they need both of them to step in that shoe, and maybe even Prince to drop in a couple of threes, because you're dealing with a well-oiled machine here in Denver. They're a well-oiled machine. Like, they were down 20, but they wasn't tripping.
It wasn't a real 20, though.
Exactly. You could tell they didn't feel they was down 20. They just kept doing what they doing. They felt like all their shots were still good. They was, you know what I mean? They were still moving the ball. Yeah. They knew eventually they would start hitting shots. And once they did, they started wearing down the Lakers. They just started wearing them down. Once they got close, that's what you don't want. Because they got Murray, but they also got the killer Joker, who's big on them, you know what I mean? They make big shots. Those dudes hit big shots. You know what I mean? And if Porter's feeling it, he another big shot hitter. You know what I mean? So they got guys that give the Lakers problems, besides when you cancel out the stars. They have better, you know what I mean, they role players really play. Like, you know what I mean? They gonna Porter, he gonna get his. Caldwell Pope.
Porter had a great game. Porter had 22 and 9 rebounds. He was the only one that kept them from getting blown out in the first half.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, though. That input that they have is bigger than what the Lakers are looking for the other two. So he literally
see the play that remember when Caldwell Pope dunked in on Prince and they was making the run?
Yeah.
That was like Caldwell Pope only had 6 points. But those two points, that was a dynamic two, and the crowd went ballistic because I thought he was just gonna lay it up, but you know that set the tone. But you know what else? I meant to mention this before. Like they beat them 9 times in a row prior to this game, so they know they could beat you. They 10 lost in a row to Denver, so when I talk to my Laker fans, like. When I talked to them, like, yo, y'all really didn't want Denver in the first round. You think you do, but that matchup is not good. It's not a good matchup. Nah. It just isn't. So, you know, be prepared to go home.
You needed this is now 39-year-old LeBron, 40-year-old going on 40-year-old LeBron.
Yep.
This ain't that, you know what I mean? He ain't saying he ain't got it in the tank to pull it out, but it's going to be hard, bro. You know what I mean?
I have no doubt that LeBron will continue to put up the numbers that he is. Because, look, 26, 8 rebounds, 12 assists. Yo, what the fuck else do you want him to do? He's doing what he can do. AD did what he can do. See, but, you know, we laugh and joke and, you know, like, yo, he picked that team. Okay, he did. But he ain't coaching them. So the coach don't know how to do the rotations. Prince, when Rui wasn't getting going, you should have put Prince in because he's a hustle and defense guy, and he's going to scrap. You play Prince more. You play Dinwiddie and Vincent less because they wasn't doing shit. Then if you got Reeves, who's like, you know, he was trying to contribute, then you let D'Lo and AD – and LeBron, that got to be your three for that game. And so, you know, they did a good job on Murray until the fourth quarter.
So you blaming the coach?
He's a big part of the reason. Because
you blaming him.
No, I'm blaming him. I've been blaming him for a minute because his rotation sucks. So you can't play Rui 37 minutes and he give you 6 points. You can't do that. Like he played 37 minutes, dog. He didn't give you shit. I mean, I'm looking at his stat line, and I ain't trying to knock the kid. I'm just saying that, yo, it's playoff basketball. You played 37 minutes. You had 3 points and 5 rebounds.
Mm.
That's not cutting it. I'm sorry. Reeves played 32 minutes, 9 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists. Okay, granted, he's checking guys that's out there that's moving around. Okay, now look at the guy, Murray, 20 points, 14 of them. Came in the fourth. So what does that say? That means you get worn down. This dude played the whole game. Murray played 39 minutes.
So who else is he supposed to play, right, on that bench that he got? Because
who, him? Yeah. I'm going to tell you who
you
play.
You're saying Prince should have got more minutes.
Prince should have got more minutes, and Hayes should have got more minutes. Because Hayes, you got to play. He's long, athletic. He's 6'11". Play the big boys. Prince is 6'9", 6'10". They long. Play him. You got to go long to match up with Gordon.
He's like
6'7",
6'6".
All right, he played bigger than 6'7".
Okay.
All right, so he's 6'7" with long arms. So play him. He go. Porter Jr. is 6'10". Gordon, 6'9". Joker, 7 feet. They got a big-ass team. Murray looks small out there. The dude is 6'3". Okay? Caldwell Pope is 6'3". They look small compared to the big-ass team they got on the court. Who can they play with?
They're missing Vanderbilt.
They're missing Vanderbilt, so you know he's a rap, so that means you got to play.
Oh, yeah,
I'm gonna
tell you
right now.
The Wood kid's just a DNP? Is he hurt?
Is he on a roster? He wasn't even a DNP, fam. He's not even here. I don't see him. You understand? It's almost like he did not even dress. He's not on the playoff roster, it looks like. So you got to play Hayes more. Hayes and Prince will help with the rebounding and the defense on Joker. You need to limit his passing ability. Now, you play them more.
So you would bench Dinwiddie because he ain't done nothing.
Dinwiddie and Vincent, I don't need y'all right now. I need y'all at home to spot up, knock down a shot. I only could play y'all like 5 minutes. But he played Vincent 15 minutes. He gave you no points, one rebound, one assist, one steal. Dinwiddie played 10 minutes.
This is like the first time he played all season this playoffs, though.
In the playoffs. So he got to get his legs, right? Granted, he got to get his legs. Okay, so you play him. You played him 15 minutes. He didn't give you shit. Play him less. You want Reeves to get in rhythm? Play him more. Reeves played 32 minutes. Limit Hachimura minutes. Hachimura had 37 minutes. You could have gave some minutes to Prince. You could have gave some minutes to Jackson Hayes. Fuck it. They energy guys. The bench, that's all you got. And you could rest LeBron a little bit, you know. You rest them a little bit. Not much, but just they was up 20, fam. What the fuck else can they do? You blew a 20-point halftime lead. They was hitting all their shots. Denver wasn't hitting. They was getting good shots. And I was looking. I said, damn, they down 20, but it damn sure don't feel like it. So we watched the third quarter. All right, chip away, chip away. Fourth quarter, chipping away still. And when they cut that shit to like 11, I was like, oh, that's a problem. Now the Lakers, they went into a little lull, right around the 75-point mark. I said, oh, shit, here they come. Denver just kept going, kept playing. Then Gordon hit a basket. He caught a nice dunk. Now, you know, the white boy comes in, Braun, he hits like a little Jimmy. I said, oh, man, you can't have these guys coming in, chipping in. Caldwell Pope wasn't doing shit. But he was playing D. When he caught that dunk, though, the crowd went crazy, and they just kept playing. It's a bad matchup. Okay. Let's put it out. All year
they've been saying Ham's rotation hasn't been.
They wanted to fire him. The players wanted him fired. That shit crazy, right?
But I'm saying, though, a lot of these dudes who complaining, they don't do shit on the floor.
Right. That's the other side of the argument.
So,
right.
You know what I mean? Like when you think about during the season, a lot of them, you know, if they got it, when they got on the floor, they didn't do shit. Like Cam Reddish started out starting damn near.
He's not on the playoff roster either.
See?
I didn't see him.
Christian Wood. I know he was hurt at one point.
Wood. I don't see.
So they roster. I know Harry Giles was in street clothes.
Yeah. So they got Vanderbilt.
So all they got is Vanderbilt is out. They running with some more players because it can't just be this.
LeBron, they got Chris Davis. They got Lewis.
Yeah. Yeah, Christie get minutes. He don't get no minutes.
Nah, he don't get no minutes. That's why I said you got to play Hayes more. Hayes only played 6 minutes.
Yeah, he definitely need more minutes.
Yo, how you going to play the dude 6 minutes? And he's about, what, ain't Hayes about 6'9"?
Upset alert, Miami wins.
Yeah, exactly.
Upset Boston in game two.
Yeah, you know why? Because Tyler Hero actually played today. He was playing today. I got to give it to him. Because I watched a little bit of the game. Not enough to really break it down.
Yeah, I just seen a little bit of it. I'll watch it later.
Yeah, exactly. I watched it.
But I just told, I was just, come. My peoples had asked me today what they thought. No, Jimmy, what was he going to love? I said, man, he going to struggle. But one thing I remember as I was saying that was that even though I don't like Pat Riley and his style, but his style of play with Strose, with his coach Spoelstra, they gonna play tough. They don't care who they're. They gonna dig in and they gonna go hard. That's their way of playing. They never give up. Next man up mentality, and you know what I mean. And
you know
Boston
why they want.
Is one of those type of teams where they play around too much. Like they keep teams in series and make it a little longer than they really need to. We've seen that with them over the past couple of playoff seasons.
Absolutely.
They should have just, you know, only time they really, like, they had that ill run when they swept the Nets that year with KD and them, and they had, I think they swept somebody else. I can't remember who else they swept. But, you know, until I think that was the year they went to the championship and lost to the to Golden State.
Right.
But you know what I mean, they keep teams around long. They don't handle the business like going in and just try to take the, like, this is one of them nights where Tatum's supposed to just take the life out of the team. You supposed to come in and just power your team to that win. Like, yeah, we not even letting y'all think y'all could play around. No Jimmy, we getting rid of y'all early. Focus, you know what I mean? So
Hero, 24 points and 14 assists. Five rebounds.
See,
Martin.
Think,
yeah. Caleb Martin, 21 points, 2 rebounds. Adebayo, 21 and 10. The young boy, Jovic, 11 points, 9 rebounds, 6 assists.
Yeah.
Jaquez Jr., 14 points, 2 rebounds. Highsmith, 9 points. Let's look on the other side. Jaylen Brown, 33 points, 8 rebounds. Okay. Tatum, 28 and 8. Porzingis, 6 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists. There's your problem. Derek White, 13 points. Holiday, 9 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists. So, Pritchard, no points off the bench. Horford, 6 points, 8 rebounds. That's what he does. So, you basically, Holiday and Porzingis, really more Porzingis, because Holiday is not a scorer anymore. So, Porzingis, you can't play 30 minutes and have 6 points and 8 rebounds.
He was in foul trouble, wasn't he? Didn't he have, like, I know he had, like, 3 fouls in the team. He was like 4 fouls or some shit. What do you got? He was in foul trouble a little
bit. Okay. Well, Jaylen Brown, they shot well. He shot 13 for 23. Tatum shot 10 for 20. Porzingis was 1 for 9 from the field. There's your, and Holiday, 4 for 12.
That's what he always shoot, though. He never shoot well from the field.
I don't know about the fouls well there, man. Porzingis had 3 fouls, dude.
Okay. No, when the third one, before I came on, they took him out of the game because he had picked up his 3rd foul. So I guess he didn't catch it. Even he didn't play, or he didn't catch another.
He was one for nine.
Yeah,
so,
that's big.
One for nine at home, 10-point loss.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's on him.
Yeah, no,
That's on the other day and Holiday, because Holiday, you know, you're a champion. You're a champion point guard. You're a championship pedigree point guard. So you probably, you know, and you're supposed to be a defensive stopper. So Hero, you should have been matching up with Hero. So it looked like he bust your ass. But I'm going to watch the game. I'm going to watch the game and confirm that.
I'm going to watch it, too, because I see 24 and 21. That's 45 points from the backcourt.
Exactly.
So Derek White's supposed to be a defensive guy, too, remember?
Yeah, he had 13. He had 13.
And your man had 21.
Who that?
Caleb Martin had 21. You had 13. Okay, yeah, you down. Holiday, you had 12. Your man had 24. Porzingis shot 1 for 9. You're going to
It's on him. We know that. We get that. We know it's on him. It's on him.
Now, they don't diss on Porzingis, but you're going to lose with that type of shit.
So you're going to... The trade for Holiday, to me, still, I don't know if he really, I mean, is he really an upgrade from Smith, from Smart? I don't know. Smart ain't been the same since he left.
Yeah, he ain't been the same. However, with the Smart that was there, you know what he was going to bring you. So they kind of bring the same thing, but the system, Smart knew the system. Holiday just got there. So you take a step back.
This is his second year.
It's the second. Well, okay. Is it the second?
Like a year.
Was he there last year? No.
He wasn't there last year?
That trade happened at the beginning of the year. That trade happened early. And that happened in the... Yeah, that trade happened in the beginning of the year. This ain't his second year there. Porzingis' second year, I think.
No, this is his first year there.
Porzingis is... Oh, that's right. He came from Dallas. So they came at the same time because Holiday and Porzingis came at the same time.
Mm.
So, you know, Smart going, you know, I understand. Well, it's kind of like an upgrade, I think. But now that I'm really thinking about it, y'all kind of do the same thing. So I don't know about it being it's an upgrade because Holiday won a chip. He ran a team that won a chip.
Yeah.
That's why technically it's an upgrade. But do I see Miami winning that series? Absolutely not. So, but we, you know, it should be a nice 6-game series. What didn't you say 7?
On the Miami series, though, yeah. I thought they would get him out of there by 5.
5, right? I think we both was on some 5-6 thing. I'm not sure anymore, but I after I watch tonight, I'll be able to tell. I'm gonna go with
37. He played 37 minutes, man. That's a lot. That's a lot, but. We're going to move on. We move on.
So, hey, I just wanted to – those are the three – well, that was in real time, you know, that game. But we had to break down, you know, of course, the Knicks fixes, you know, Lakers, Nuggets, because, you know, that's what we're seeing. Nobody's really watching Cleveland and Orlando. Like, I have no excitement factor at all. Dallas,
Kawhi, I think the young boys is playing well, you know, but – again, I think Cleveland just has more experience right now.
Right, but would you sit down and watch that as opposed to
watching? I watched the half of it.
Exactly.
Then, so, you know what I'm saying? I watched the half, but the series that has just got my attention, besides the Knicks, is the Suns in Minnesota. So
yeah, let's talk about that real quick before we get off of here.
I mean,
the Suns, you called it. You said it was going to be many, and you said why.
My dudes, and I told you, said that Edwards, man, Edwards, Cat came up coming up big, but the bench, though, they've been getting help from McDaniels. They've been getting help from the Alexander kid.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they've been surprised. Conley's come up big.
I told you. The old guard.
Yeah, you did say that. When he hit that 3 of it, now, I was like, yep. Yeah, there you go. But, I mean, I think again, like we said, the Suns, they don't have no depth. I think Grayson Allen may be done, and he was going back to the locker room.
Yeah, he's training back pretty bad.
They don't have no depth. The coach is hard. You talk about him, he's just as bad. Like, his rotations is horrible, man. Like, he got you need help, bro. You need help. And you won't, to me, at this point, you got to play, what's the dude?
Ball?
Who?
Who are you talking about, Ball?
No, I'm talking about on Suns.
Yeah, so I think you're talking about Ball. Got to play him more.
I mean, he should play too. Like, you got to, you that's not... You don't have no width and length out there, but Jerky and KD, and they don't really play defense.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? KD he play D, but he is not like he no defensive stopper. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's pretty big. Like you know what I mean? Like you gotta play right now. He been playing Eric Gordon. I mean, you got Thaddeus Young on the bench. That's a veteran. He need to be out there playing. He need to be out there playing. He need to be out there. Exactly. All right? Then you got, hold on. You got, what's my man?
You got Isaiah Thomas.
You got Isaiah Thomas. That's instant buckets. You got a bunch of young dudes on there that can help you out, throw their body around, help you out, man.
You got Roddy.
Yep, you got him. Gordon gets run. I mean, the Eubanks kid was giving you some numbers when he was playing in the beginning, earlier.
Yeah, he
in the
gave
season.
17. Played 17 minutes.
You know what I mean? Then you had the Josh Okojie kid.
Yeah, Koji. Yep. He only played. Yeah. Well, you got hurt because he only played 2 minutes.
Yeah, I don't know what Royce O'Neal. I mean. There's somebody else on the bench. I mean, listen, man, it's the coaching, it's the rotation. That dude is not a good coach neither. He don't know what to do.
That's
what
the face that came from the Lakers. Though,
Lakers,
right?
Yeah,
exactly.
He'd be Indiana coach.
Exactly.
First of all, you need a point guard. So the best thing would be to play Thomas more, so Devin Booker can get off the ball and get the scoring, because that's what you need. Bradley Beal. I mean, this is what I told you. Huh?
He shot 6 for 17, I think.
But this is what I was telling you. He been a loser in the league. So he don't, you know, this is playoff big time. I don't know what, you know what I mean? And he ain't found his rhythm all season with them. Like, he's not a good fit for them, I don't think. Because he's not really a point guard neither. He's not really a point guard. He can play it in spurts, but his main goal is to score the bucket. You know what I mean?
Right.
Same thing like Booker. Same thing with KD. So you need somebody who's going to facilitate and get everybody involved so they can all spread out and eat.
KD had 18 points.
How much?
18 points on 6 of 15 shooting. That's unacceptable for playoffs.
That's unacceptable for you, especially when you call yourself Easy Money Sniper. I mean, if you had he probably had a bad night. I'm gonna say, but you really can't have that kind of night when you talking that talk like that. You know what I mean? And like this was a game where Young Boy already, you know, he said you was idle, but he ain't backing down. He coming at you like letting you know he here. So,
I mean, he only had 15 points. He had 15 points, 5 rebounds, 8 assists. But obviously, that's not what really beat them. It's the threat of him beating them was enough. But McDaniels had 25 points and 8 rebounds.
Yeah, because they was keying on, they going to key on Edwards. But Cat's there now, you know what I mean? Then McDaniels is stepping up. Everybody
25
else chipped.
Cat? Man, that's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot. Why? Because now he's being guarded by Booker or Peter.
Yeah.
He's catching one of those dudes.
Yeah, in the middle.
Yeah, it's like, he might get caught with, what's his name? Grayson Allen was getting caught on him.
Yeah.
I mean, so this is what I'm saying, why you need to play the bowl, dude. He's 7 feet.
Word. Yo, Gobert had 18 and 9. Conley, 18 and 4. So they had balanced scoring. Like it's hard to beat a team that has balanced scoring.
That's
and your best player on Phoenix, y'all shooting bad. You know, Beal 6 for 17. KD.
We gonna see. We gonna see what they do.
Finally stepped up. I mean, we called this series. I didn't think Phoenix was gonna win this series. I'm not a Minnesota fan, but I do like Edwards. You know what I mean? I don't really like Gobert like that, but he has a function.
Yeah, I told you they play defense too.
They play
like the number one team. Number one team in defense.
They definitely
two,
play defense.
One or two. So they get at you and they long. They real long. They got long dudes. They got long dudes on their team. Everybody on there is like 6'5". Conley's a little dude, but most of them other dudes, They're pretty big, 6'4" and better, but long they long.
You know who they face in the next round? Denver.
Who?
Denver or LA. So we're looking at Minnie and Denver. Now that's gonna be a good ass series. I'm just saying if
gotta get there, gotta get there.
Let me just say
you
that.
Gotta get there. The Suns ain't dead yet.
I'm telling you,
we gonna see if KD is that dude right now.
Okay, so
this is what it is.
This is the judgment right now. So KD is on the clock officially right now. Yes, it's on your back, brother. It is on your back.
It's on your back, bro. You gotta carry these dudes. You the champion. You gotta carry them now. You gotta bring them into this.
Finals MVP. Carry them
twice. So he gotta carry them. He gotta get the Suns over the top. He gotta get them over the. He got that 18 point shit. You can't have that. This is 40 point night, John. This is those nights. This
I was
is
saying that from jump. He gotta have 30 plus.
We gonna see. You know what I mean?
But
this
you know, before we get out of here,
putting that special shout out on you, son.
Special shout out. But yo, we did not shout out Dawn Staley and the South Carolina Gamecocks undefeated season. Salute, impressive.
Yo, very impressive.
I'm very impressed. You know, in the future, I think that, you know, these type of interviews should be conducted by us. We should interview Dawn Staley, not a Gail King who don't know shit about basketball, talking about she was rooting for Caitlin Clark. How the hell are you going to interview the championship coach talking about you was rooting for the other team? Everybody was. I'm going to sit your ass down. No wonder they canceled your show. Anyway, the two grumpy men.
Canceled?
they canceled that shit. They only have five. Oh, no fuck was watching. Anyway, let me get back on. Let me give it. The two grumpy men back in the building. Yo, damn man, that sports shit. We on that though.
Yeah.
We back in the building. Yo, we be back next week. Yo, this was shit, week two. We don't know what it's going to look like week three. A couple of series might be over. But we'll be here for it.
But we'll be back.
We in full swing, baby.
Trust me. We ain't forget about the rest of you. We going to talk the Bucks. We going to talk about that series, too.
I'm going to get to the Bucks. We're going to get to the Bucks. Believe me. The Bucks. Hey,
By next week you're gonna know if they're gonna be even around next week. But we
exactly.
See.
Dame, we're gonna get at you too, Dame. So but anyway, the two grumpy men, we in the building, but we out of here for now. Peace.
Peace.